Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
¿Habla español?
No hablo español, no.
No hablas español, no. Mi nombre, my name is Estrella Colón.
Okay.
Okay. They have my name there in family first. Because
Yeah,
long
you know,
time ago,
Estrella,
I did nothing.
I tried reaching you so many times.
Yes, I know that. But you know what? My telephone, I told you, my telephone wasn't working good. Good that in this moment, I tried, you know? And
Okay.
then all this time, I didn't have no help, you know?
Okay. I understand.
Now, yeah, you understand that.
Yeah. Do you want to
Yeah.
start the process? You want to apply for HomeCare?
Pardon me?
You want to start process and apply for HomeCare? You want to get an aid?
You went to get the name?
No. You want you, why are you calling?
Why I calling? Because I was all this time, months, asking for help. And
Okay,
I
you
didn't
want to
get no
apply?
help from the office.
Right, because you have to apply for home care because your waiver is not
I applied long
activated.
time ago. I was one of the person that works from your place.
Right,
You know
100%. But
that I have the help.
the waiver expires after I don't know. Your waiver is not activated as of now. Want to give me your let me check. Let me check if you're approved now. One second.
Yeah. Check on that.
Sure. What's your Medicaid ID?
Pardon me?
You have a Medicaid number?
The Medicaid number, I don't have it right on my hand, but I have the same Medicare and everything, because they put it back to me.
Let me see. I
Long
have to
time
see.
ago.
I have to see. Because 2 months, 1 month ago, you called in and the waiver was no waiver. Was not approved 1 month ago.
Yeah, and I have, it's a leg that I need help
I
with
understand.
one leg. You know?
I understand.
Yes, but I have to be with a person that knows to, you know, to work with the leg, not that comes just to look at me, you know, like it was before, a lot of time.
Let me see if I have your ID over here.
Pardon me?
Where is your ID? This is your Medicaid ID. What is your date of birth?
Pardon?
What's your date of birth?
5/16/39. And the insurance is the United, the same one.
Okay, so I do see your Medicaid is inactive.
Okay.
Your Medicaid is inactive, but if you want, I can help you. I can help you apply again. You want to start the process? If you want, I can help you. If no, just tell me no. No problema.
Well, I have to give you the number of the card, Ethan.
I have it. I have your number.
Well, you have it.
43011-51041. I have it. And
that's
I see
okay.
The Medicaid is inactive. So if you want to apply, you want to apply for home care, you want to get help, then you need to apply. It takes about 2 months. Takes about 2 months, so you have two assessments. You remember the process, right?
Well, I don't remember the day because
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes, because I told you I need Spanish. I'm a Spanish lady.
Oh, I don't understand Spanish. Only poquito. Solo poquito.
I know. Right now, I want to call the Social Security, because I was supposed to be calling them to know everything that is happening to me. That is, I have to move one thing from the other, and I have to call, but it's so bad for me because my telephone is not working good.
Right. Okay. But let's go to the point. Let's go to the point. You want to apply for home care 2 months? You want to enroll or no? If you want to enroll,
I can
help you. You have to. Okay. So let me tell you what to do. The next step. So the next step will be, to call the broker and schedule assessment in your home. The broker, Maximus.
I call you back, but I cannot call you back at this moment, okay? Because I'm trying to put this telephone on that I can make calls, okay?
Okay.
Then I can call you back.
Hello? You can call me back. I finished today 12 o'clock. I'll be back Monday morning.
I have to call you back because when I talk to to the person from the insurance, the United, they send me a card and they said they were going to send a note to your place, And I think they send it. Yeah, I think they sent it because it was around 2 weeks ago.
I got nothing. I don't know. And what I see is you're not active right now.
Okay, what I'm going to do is today I'm going to, don't close the case, okay? Today I'm going to be trying to get in touch with the company again, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And because
they
give me the number.
For sure. I understand, but I tell you for sure you need to start again. You need to apply because you're not approved now for the home. So I see in the website you're not approved. There is no waiver. So for sure you need to apply. I don't know why you call the insurance. Insurance can't help you with that.
Why? Because I have to call the United because they we're going to send a note to the family,
No,
there.
No, it's not working like that.
They didn't send nothing?
No, you have
I'm going to get in touch with them today, okay? Please.
No problem. You can get in touch, but you need to be approved from the state. If you're not approved from the state,
that's what they're
going to
send it from the state.
Okay,
they fixed everything.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, then I call you as soon as I get in touch with them today and I fix that ugly telephone.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, that's my problem, the telephone, ma.
Okay.
It's awful.
Okay.
Okay, then I call you back.
You.
I have your number anyway.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye, you too.